We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Meet the Mets. Meet the Mets. Step right up and greet the Mets.
We are standing by for the Mets to officially introduce Carlos Beltran as their new manager. The former All-Star played for the Mets from 2005 to 2011, and today he will once again wear the Mets blue and orange. He becomes the 22nd manager in franchise history. We will carry his introduction live from Citi Field as soon as it starts, and I'm lucky to have Peter Haskell standing by live here in the studio as soon as that ceremony gets underway. There's a lot of excitement building for this.
There is. This is another fresh start for the Mets, a new manager. They've had three over the past 4 years now. The Mets have a nucleus, but it just seemed like Mickey Callaway wasn't the right fit, or at least that's what executives thought. He was fired. The search started for a new manager. There were questions with Mets scope for somebody who was experienced, someone with the New York connection, somebody who wasn't experienced. Carlos Beltran has no managerial experience, but the Mets feel he's ready.
Okay, Peter, we're going to go live now to Citi Field for the beginning of the ceremony.
Today's introduction, being here for what is a very special day for the Mets organization. We want to welcome all of our live audiences here today, whether it's social media, whether it's on television, whether it's via radio. But thank you all for your attendance and for those watching all over the general area. So at this time, I'm going to begin by calling Mets General Manager Brody Van Wagenen to the stage for opening remarks.
Thanks, Harold. Hard to believe it's only been 1 year since I stood at this room. It seems like it's been a dog year, 7 years. But well, thank you, Harold. Today, we are thrilled to officially introduce Carlos Beltran as the new manager of the New York Mets. Carlos's wife, Jessica, his daughters, Ivana and Kiara, and little Yvonne, Carlos, who we just had a little spill here this morning, but good to see you're doing all right, buddy. Carlos and Jessica, welcome back to the organization. Kids, we are very excited to create new memories for you and your dad here at Citi Field. So I want to take a couple minutes to talk about the hiring process. Over the course of the last month, we completed a thorough and extensive search. We considered, vetted, and ultimately interviewed a large group of candidates. They were highly qualified, and they came from very diverse skill sets and diverse backgrounds. I'd like to thank our ownership group, Fred Wilpon, Saul Katz, and particularly Jeff Wilpon, our COO, and the entire ownership group for being patient and supportive through the process. I know it took a while, we were detailed, and we wanted to make sure we got this right. I'd also like to thank our many members of the baseball operations staff who dedicated countless hours to this process. Specifically, Omar and Allard Baird, thank you guys for your introduction to Carlos. These two gentlemen have a very long and successful history with Carlos. I'd like to also recognize Adam Guttridge, Jared Banner, Ian Levin, Harold Kaufman, and Jeff LeBeau for their preparation, their commitment, and their detailed due diligence. Lastly, thanks to all of you media who were incredibly respectful and understanding of our discretion throughout the process. We wanted to maintain integrity for our candidates and for our organization. As we narrowed the list, we were impressed by the many strengths of the candidates. Many of these gentlemen will ultimately make very good managers as they go forward. We have no doubt about that. The decision wasn't easy, but there are five things that stood out about Carlos through the process. First, he's poised. As you've seen, Carlos can command a room when he walks in. He has presence. He has patience. At very least, he's got confidence. Next, number two, Carlos is trustworthy. When we began this process, it was important for all of us in the ownership group and the baseball operations department to feel like we could exhale when we walked into the manager's office. We didn't want to inhale in anticipation of the conversations. Instead, we wanted to feel comfortable, we wanted to feel welcome, and we wanted to feel a partnership with the manager. We can trust Carlos, and that goes a long way. Third, Carlos has a growth mindset. That's a cliche and a very common sentence in the marketplace today, but it particularly applies to Carlos. Carlos is a learner. Carlos knows what he doesn't know, and he's willing to acknowledge it. Most importantly, Carlos has a curiosity to learn more and to grow. He's evolved. He used that word quite often during our process over the interviews. He's evolved as a player. He's evolved as a husband, a man, a parent, and we think he can apply all of that knowledge to us going forward. Number four, Carlos is committed to beating his opponent. Why do I say that and why do I make that a point? Everybody wants to win. There's no doubt about that. Most coaches show up every day with the belief that they can try to get the best out of their players. Carlos has those two attributes, but he also takes it a step further. Carlos wants to beat his opponent. He looks at the little things. He looks for tips. He looks for any weaknesses that he can exploit in his game planning. He did it as a player, and we know that that's going to be a key part of his success as a manager. And fifth, most importantly, Carlos has an unrivaled appreciation and understanding of players. So let's talk about that. Carlos's hiring is a signal and an affirmation that is clear and loud to this organization's core tenets of being a players first organization. We're players first here. Carlos Beltran will be a players manager. Over the course of his 20-year career, Carlos won the Rookie of the Year Award, 3 Gold Gloves, 2 Silver Sluggers, and was named to 9 All-Star Games, 5 of which were here with the New York Mets. Additionally, Carlos played in 65 postseason games, over 7 different postseason runs. And in 2017, Carlos became a world champion. Over the last year, Carlos worked for the New York Yankees as a special advisor. In this role, he served as an important bridge between the front office, the coaching staff, and the players. Carlos has an extremely high baseball IQ. He has an appetite to collaborate, and he is a mentor, and he's a communicator, from the 25th man on the roster to the first. From our veteran players to our minor league prospects. He cares about improving each player in that clubhouse. When we put all this together, Carlos's experience, combined with his personal attributes, will give him instant credibility in our clubhouse with the players. It will give him instant relatability to the players in our clubhouse. Carlos has lived what our players are living right now. Carlos has traveled where our players hope to travel over the course of their careers. He has faced and he has overcome adversity amidst the highest of high expectations and the most intense pressure in sports. So now a message specifically to our loyal and passionate fan base. We at the Mets know that you crave and deserve a consistent winner. We won 10 games over 500 last year. We were 10 games over 500. It's progress, but it's just the beginning. Our commitment is to do more. Our commitment is to win championships. Your new manager, Carlos Beltran, has led teams over the last 14 years to 12 winning seasons as a working professional in baseball. 12 winning seasons in his last 4 years working. Carlos is a winner. Carlos came here to win. We brought Carlos here to win. And together, With your fan support, we will be a winner. So with that, congratulations to Jessica, your family, and Carlos Beltran. On behalf of the entire Mets organization, welcome home.
COO Jeff Wilpon will come forward to present the jersey and cap.
Well, you heard the general manager, Brody Van Wagenen, talking about the qualities that he wanted in a manager and talked about the fact of credibility. The Mets have a solid core of baseball players, but Mickey Callaway seemingly didn't always know how to stir the soup or put in the right ingredients. And Van Wagenen says Beltran is the guy to do this. There was also talk of Beltran's credibility, the fact that he was such a successful player. That gives him credibility in the clubhouse with the Mets stars.
Carlos, the stage is yours.
Well, first of all, Brody, thank you for being so kind in all those words. Honestly, for me, I feel thankful for this opportunity. First of all, I would like to always, as a player, I give the glory and the honor to God, and I want to do the same here today. I want to thank God for this opportunity. I'm very blessed to be standing up here in front of you guys as the new manager of the New York Mets. I want to thank Fred Wilpon. I want to thank Jeff Wilpon. I want to thank Sam Katz, Brody, Omar, Aller, for allowing me and believing in me to run this club in 2020. I also want to acknowledge people that are here today. My wife was very supportive to me throughout 20 years as a ball player, and the fact that she's willing to do this again, being a manager of the New York Mets, I appreciate you. Mommy, thank you for your support and everything that you do for us as a family. I want to acknowledge that here today is my three kids, Ivana, Kiara, and Evan Carlos. Love you guys. You guys are the world to me. And as a dad, I'm proud to have kids like my kids. Love you, baby. I also want to thank and acknowledge a good friend of mine, throughout 22 years that basically allowed me to learn the city of New York and fall in love with the city. Joel Oaks, I love you, my brother. I'm overwhelmed, a little bit overwhelmed by this opportunity. But at the same time, I'm excited, looking forward to manage this ball club, looking forward to continue to establish relationships in this city. Throughout 20 years of career as a ball player, I was able to embrace the game of baseball. Like Brody said, I was able to go through a lot of places and learn from different organizations. And a lot of times I asked myself, before I got to this point, what kind of manager I want to become. I want to become a manager that motivate my players to play at a higher level. I want to be a manager that brings positive to the clubhouse, a positive environment that allows to show up every single day with the mentality of winning ball games. I did that as a player. I took a lot of pride into being a good teammate when I was a player. And being a manager won't change at all. You know, I just feel that I have more clarity to motivate the players and to be there for them in the good times and in the bad time. Saying that, I know that being a manager also bring all the responsibilities, and as a player, I was able to have those tough conversations with teammates to push them to continue to fight for what I believe they could have done in the game of baseball. So, having those opportunities and those conversations when I was a player, there's no doubt that they're going to allow me as a manager to do the same. Before I continue, I would love to say a few words in Spanish. Para la gente de Puerto Rico, para mi papá y mi mamá, bendición.
Carlos Beltran is expressing his appreciation to the Mets for giving him the opportunity. He said he's going to be a player's manager. Interesting. Mickey Callaway said the same thing. Didn't work out very well. But in this day and age, unlike the 60s and 70s, the players have a lot more power, in part due to money. And a lot of teams want a player's manager, someone who's relatively young, someone who can relate, someone who's been there, somebody who understands.
De la escuela de béisbol, los quiero mucho. De verdad que sigan trabajando duro, luchen por sus sueños, y honestamente...
Beltran is speaking in Spanish. Brody Van Wagenen, the general manager, said there were five things he liked about Beltran. He's poised, he's trustworthy, he has a growth mindset, and according to Van Wagenen, that means he knows what he doesn't know. He's committed to beating his opponent. And the last thing, what we just talked about, he has an unrivaled appreciation and understanding of his players.
Academy in Puerto Rico, I could see in them the passion and the desire that they have to accomplish their dreams. So basically, I'm saying that fight for your dreams. And, you know, if I was able to accomplish being able to have a good career and be in the position where I am today, there's no doubt that anyone out there can do it. So... like I said, thank you. Thank you. I want to thank everyone for this opportunity. I'm excited. Looking forward to what is ahead. There's going to be baseball is a roller coaster, guys. And I know that this will be the same, but I'm excited. And I just want to say to the Mets, thank you for believing in me. I just can't wait to rewrite our story, being the manager of the New York Mets.
Thank you so much, Carlos. We're going to have Brody take the stage now. Before we provide direction on Q&A, let me recognize three individuals, special individuals, that are here with us today. Queensborough President Melinda Katz. Our local council member, Francisco Moya. And, of course, our majority leader, State Senator Michael Giannaris. Thank you all for not only attending today, but for your continued support. So with that, we're going to have mics on both sides of the room. Please raise your hand and state your name and affiliation prior to your question to benefit our live audiences also at home watching. So with that, we'll go over to my right, Steve Gelbs.
Steve Gelbs, SMY. Carlos, I actually have a question for both Carlos and Brody, but Carlos, we'll start with you. Congratulations.
Thank you.
You thanked your wife for her willingness to go through this again, and clearly this is somewhat unique when it comes to a player of your caliber wanting to jump back into this grind, especially just a couple seasons post-retirement. What was it about managing in general that drove you to pursue this the way that you have?
Well, for me, the passion that I have for the game of baseball, the passion that I have to pass forward, the things that I learned in the game of baseball, I do believe that it's important. You know, it was important. It was my call to pursue this opportunity. And I'm just excited. I'm excited to have these conversations with our players and being able to impact them and impact their careers in a positive way.
And Brody, for you, clearly there were managers with significant experience that were available. You clearly felt confident enough to go with Carlos, who has no managerial experience. What specifically was it about him in the interview process that made you believe he would be able to jump right in and have the level of success that you're looking for?
Well, I think Carlos has experience and he has life experience. When he sat with us in the room, it was clear that he had an element of consistency every time we spoke. He knew what the mission was, and it's to win games. He knew that that was going to come off the foundation and the support of players, and if our players perform, we win. And Carlos understands these players in a very unique way, and as he talked to us, he indicated he wants to serve. At this point in his life, he wants to serve the community, serve the players, and serve the Mets fans. So that resonated with us and ultimately helped us make the choice.
Rich on the same side.
Congratulations, Carlos. Rich Catino, 98.7 ESPN. Communication is a big part of managing today. And knowing from covering you, you always dealt with us in a very direct approach. What will your approach be with the players? And Brody, how did his communication skills and his really good skills impact this decision?
Well, first of all, I think communication is everything, you know, and especially in baseball and in life itself. So I'm looking forward to have conversations with the players and sit down with them one by one in spring training. Before that, I want to be able to call them individually and find out from them. I need to get to know them, what is important for them, what are their passions, and what motivates them. So if I'm capable of doing that, there's no doubt there's going to be an easy job for me to press those buttons when the season starts.
Bruce.
Second part of Rich's question.
Please, Brody. Thank you.
Rich, I think it was the sincerity. You know, obviously, he's been in the limelight as a player. He's obviously stood in front of many of you in this marketplace. But at the end of the day, it was Carlos's authenticity and his sincerity of his communication that we felt like would have the greatest impact with our players in our clubhouse.
Bruce, go ahead.
Bruce Beck, WNBC.
If you know the value.
Carlos, congratulations. What is your message to Mets fans who respect you as a player but question your lack of experience as a manager?
Well, there's no doubt that there's things that I need to continue to grow in this game of baseball. I have a lot of experience as a player. I understand that experience as a manager is something that I have a good group of people around me to support me through the process. So I'm excited. I have a lot of mentors out there that have reached out to me to help me in the process. So I'm just looking forward to what is ahead.
Natalie, in the middle and the back.
Well, we've been hearing from Carlos Beltran. The 42-year-old is now officially the 22nd manager of the Mets over his 20-year career, a 9-time All-Star, 5 of those appearances with the Mets. And it seems the theme we've heard from Beltran and the general manager, Brody Van Wagenen, is communication, the ability to relate to players, to understand, to act as a mentor. And whether that succeeds, we'll wait and see. But Carlos Beltran, the new manager of the Mets.
Well, thank you for that, Peter Haskell.